Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وسلم, is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will have message number 30 of the Messages of Hope, and the title of the class is You Need a New Start. The holy month of the Quran is just the holy month of Ramadan is just finished, during which we were close to Allah through obedience of His commands regarding acts of worship and our good manners. After the month of Ramadan, we need to have a new start regarding handling our life, so that we can keep our good behavior the same as it was during the holy month of Ramadan. Actually, there are some facts which we need to remind, as they will help us to keep our good attitudes towards our Lord and all the people around us. Number one, sisters, we must always remember that worldly life is very short. Every day is a gift from Allah, which we need to appreciate and try to spend it in the best shape. We must remember that there are many sick people whom they are in bed for many years, others who don't move or walk normally, others who don't have enough to live. Having health and basic needs are great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling on you to be grateful and obedient to Him. Your positive manners and attitude is a form of being thankful to Allah for His blessings, as through your good manners you will spread love, peace, tranquility, respect, mercy, compassion to all the people around you, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us for in the Quran. Now we will learn from the Quran how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is to say, commanded all the believer to have the good manners all the time, because this is the way to have all the people to love you and to have good relation with you, a way to spend a good time, a way to enjoy your life, a way to be a good believer, inshaAllah. Now we will read from Surah number 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 159. Rahim, again Surah number 3, verse number 159. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the affairs. Then you have taken a decision. Put your trust in Allah. Certainly, Allah loves those who put their trust in Him.
Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pardon his companions, to pray to Allah to forgive them, and also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called upon to take counsel with them in all their affairs. That is to say, to have compassion and love and respect to all of them. People always need compassion, care, a cheerful face, a smile, and a patient attitude, which is not exhausted by other people's ignorance and weakness. People need someone with a large heart who gives them all he can but asking nothing of them, who shares with them their worries without burdening them with his own. They need someone who will always be caring, sympathetic, loving, content, and forbearing. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has all these characters, and these were the distinctive of his life among his companions. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never angry with anyone. He was, nor was he ever impatient because of their weakness. This is our Prophet's positive attitude and manners which we are commanded to follow. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran taught us about the importance of having good attitudes and manners towards the people around us. And we will read now from Surah number 41, Surah Fussilat, verse number 34 and 35. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Surah number 1, verse number 34 and 35. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم.
The good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel with one which is better. Then verily he between whom and you there was enmity as though he was a close friend. But none is granted it except those who are patient, and none is granted it except the owner of the great portion in this world.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, is teaching us in these verses of the Quran a very important fact in our life. A good deed can't be equal in its impact or value to a bad one. For example, a stormy attitude will be replaced by calmness and arrogance by humility. All this may result from a good word, a soft tone, and a smile to meet the fury of one whose anger gets the better of him. There are some people whom they are nice people, but when they become angry, actually they are in a very bad shape. If you treat those people with a good word, soft tone, and a smile, you can actually help them to get rid of their anger. And this is how you can actually, your good deed will be actually against their bad one. Okay? Such a forbearing attitude requires a great heart, one that can forgive when it might otherwise return evil with its like. Again and again, sisters, I need to clarify to you that the most easy thing in this life is to rebel evil with evil. This is very easy, and this is actually with what the self will be always trying to in the first reply. When Celia will come in and will not tell me Salamu Alaikum, Sister Mona, okay, next time when she will tell me Salamu Alaikum, I will not answer her. Very simple. She started with me, you know, not to tell me assalamu alaikum. Maybe she's arrogant. Okay, I will be more arrogant than her. If she's trying to be to do an evil deed with me, but by not saying assalamu alaikum, I will rebel his bad deed with another one bad deed. I will never say to her assalamu alaikum, Syria, for life. This is how the people are living this life. This is how the people are losing the love, the compassion, okay, in their relation. This is how the people are wasting their time through these bad emotions, okay? And actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if we want to have a new start, if you want to enjoy your life, if you want to actually to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you realize the reality of this worldly life, you must have a new attitude, and that attitude requires you to rebel an evil deed with a good one, rising above the feeling of anger. Actually, this is a sublime grade which can be attained by everyone. Not everyone can rebel bad with good. Okay? It doesn't require patience in the face of adversity, but it needs a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will be for the servants whom they try hard to achieve it. When you realize that it is very easy for me to rebel evil by evil, but this is against the commands of Allah, which He commanded us in these verses of the Quran to rebel evil by good deed. Okay, again and again, sisters, I want you to realize the most important fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse number 35, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and this to rebel bad by good, this is not for everyone, this is only granted for those whom they have the owner of the great portion of happiness. Okay? Again and again, sisters, you must realize a very important fact. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us a command in the Quran, it is for our benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding me, for example, or commanding all the Muslims to rebel bad deeds with a good one. Someone will say, oh Allah, this is a sign of weakness. Okay, when I rebel the bad with good, this means that I am very weak, or I am frightened, or I can't rebel. This is a sign of weakness. This is totally wrong. Okay, when you rebel the bad with good, this is a sign that you can control yourself. This is a sign that you can obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sign that you are a very intelligent human being. I can't waste my life to rebel all the bad deeds which I am exposed to. Okay, all my day. When I wake up in the morning and I say to my daughter, Yosri, please take your breakfast. No, I don't want to take my breakfast now. This is my life. I am free. I am adult. I am 17 years old. Okay? What I am supposed to say to her, to rebel her, actually, evil words. For example, for me as a mother, my intention was that I am caring for her to take her breakfast. But she is still immature, and she said to me these words. What I am supposed to do? I am supposed to say to her, Yosri, this is my mistake, I am your mother, I spoiled my life for you, and Allah will revenge you, and all of this? No. This is how we are living our life. No, I will tell her, Yosr, you are still young. I understand your point of view. May Allah take care of you. Go ahead and go to the college. Okay? When I wake up in the morning, I prepare the breakfast. Then my husband will tell me, oh, what is this? Every day, the same food. I don't like it anymore. You are not a good wife anymore. How I am supposed to rebel these evil words? With evil words, I will tell him, you are the one who buy this food. I don't have money to buy more food. It is your problem. My life since I married you is very bad. I don't want to live with you. Okay, let every one of us have a new life. Salamu alaikum. This is how the people are living. Okay, and the most important of that is that you start to have hatred in your spirit against those people whom they are supposed to be the source of love in your life. If I will rebel every bad deed with a bad deed, especially with those whom they are very close to me in my family, I will hate my life. I will lose my life because I will have bad feelings towards my daughter, bad feelings towards my husband, bad feelings towards my neighbor, bad feelings towards the head of the work, whatever. I will be all the time, my spirit will be all the day boiling. Why? Because all of them are trying to hurt me, and I must revenge. And this is equal to total loss of everything. This is what I will clarify to you now. So the question is, why we become angry and why we rebel bad deed with a bad deed? The answer is in the same surah, surah number 41, verse number 36. So that we can know the source of our anger and we try to avoid it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And if an evil whisper from Shaitan tries to turn you away, then seek refuge in Allah. Verily, He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower.
Actually, We learn from this verse of the Quran that anger may open the way to Satan's promoting, who will then try to persuade us to be impatient and unforgiving when others resort to evil. This is the shaitan. The second someone will try to do evil deed for you, he will actually try to push you to do more evil, to rebel that evil deed. Okay? In such a situation, we must seek refuge with Allah against Satan. This is the best shelter against shaitan efforts to stimulate our anger. So now, sisters, we agree that we must have a new start, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan. And this new start means I must appreciate the minutes and the seconds of my worldly life. I must try to live my life away from fear, away from anger, away from sadness. And all the time I must try to feel compassion and to feel the love and to feel tranquility and peace. Okay, so the question is, what is the most important attitude we need to avoid in order to enjoy our life? The answer is, being angry is the enemy of your happiness, your health, your success, and your belief in Allah. The question is how. How anger can damage me totally? Anger can damage your health, as it can cause hypertension, heart problems, and many other diseases. Anger can damage your well-being, because you will be all the time under the stress of the revenge. Anger can damage your relations with all the people around you, especially your marriage. And actually, most of the marriages are broken because of the anger and the tension between the two partners of the marriage, of the company of marriage. Anger can do serious damage to your professional image and appearance. Anger can damage your happiness and your life. Actually, in Islam, we are commanded not to be angry. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, always don't be angry, don't be angry, don't be angry. Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anger comes from the devil. The devil was created from fire. This is the explanation why when you feel angry, you feel that there is blood up in your head and you are flushed and you are like a fire. You are acting in a very high speed and you are out of mind when you are angry, because you become like a fire, destroying and damaging everything around you. Now let us evaluate our anger, its consequences and its causes, so that inshallah we can have a new start in our life, all the time sending a message to yourself, don't be angry, don't be angry. We will learn in details about anger, its consequences and its causes. And now I will ask you, I will give you 5 questions, and I want you to write the answer in your notebook, yes or no, and through this answer you will know where you are with the anger as an attitude in your life. Question number 1. Do you become angry when others, for example your husband or your parents, insist that they have a different point of view than yours? Okay? When you feel that the close people to you in life are all the time saying my point of view is different than your point of view, do you become angry at that situation? Number 2, do you become angry when things are not coming your way? That is to say, when things are not according to your wish or expectation. That is to say, are you from the people whom they always live their life my way or the highway? Okay, number 3, when you are angry, do you say or do things which normally you would not? Read the question. The question, for example, when you are angry, do you say or do things which normally you would not? For example, when I become angry, I start to throw anything which is in front of me. This is when I am angry, for example. Okay? But when I am in a good mood, I never throw anything. This is that question. When you are angry, do you say or do things which you normally would not? For example, when I become angry with my daughter, for example, I say to her, I never love you. I don't want you in my life. Be away. Leave me forever. Do you say words while you are angry, which you never use when you are in a good mood? Number four, when you are angry, do you feel that you have to act in a certain matter without any control? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this question is that when you are angry, do you give yourself the right to do anything, even if it is not good? But so long I am angry, I will get all my anger out in any shape. I will not control myself. Are you from this kind of people? Question number five. When starting to become angry, did you ever become aware of how your emotions are kind of heating up? Do you realize when you become angry how you are so, your emotions are so a kind of heating up? Question number six, do you, after your anger has subsided, regret what you said or did? Okay? This is the six questions, and actually I will ask you by one, how many yes do you have? How many yes do you have?
I have one yes.
One yes?
MashaAllah, Cecilia, you are not realistic on behalf of your husband. What is the only question you say yes?
My emotional, like I realize.
Number what?
Number five.
Number five. When did you ever be aware of your emotion or kind of it? This is very good. But you don't regret after your anger?
That one I put sometimes. Just, it depends. But not mostly. I don't know, mashallah. I don't get angry a lot. Okay. So when I do get angry, I watch what I say.
You watch?
Mm-hmm.
This is very good, mashallah. So I will ask you a question.
I leave. That's what I do. Bye. I leave.
You leave. You escape.
I escape.
This is very good. This is one of the lines of treatment of anger. Okay, but I will ask you another question. When you don't become angry, when things are not coming your way?
No, because that's not my... That's by Allah's will what's going to happen. So I can't get upset if things aren't going my way because it's not my way to decide how things are going to go.
It is not your will.
It's not my decision to make that.
But again, I want to ask you, if you notice that your husband is always having a different point of view than yours, this never makes you angry?
I mean, we'll argue, but not to the point where I'm upset and yelling or screaming. I will tell him, oh, no, look. I'll try to continue explaining my reason in my way, but
yeah, and
I
you will push your point. Suppose he insisted to push his point of view.
I will let it go. I say, "Kalas, it's over. Whatever.
Excellent.
Whatever. Have no time. I will leave. Bye. I'll see you later."
Most of the time, out of home.
I will go.
Okay. What about you?
Three and three.
Okay. And sister Rashida, how many years do you have? Sister Rashida have only two positive. Okay, actually before I become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have five yes. Okay, I was always upset when my husband will have different points of view with me all the time. I will be upset when things are not according to my wish or expectations. I will not be I will regret what I said when I am angry. And actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, sometimes I don't try to control myself when I am angry. I feel that this is my right to express myself. So I say sometimes things which I normally don't say it. I was a very angry person. Okay, before becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding not to be angry, as you know, as a way of life. And I will clarify to you inshallah this class and the next class about actually how those whom they are angry in life, they are the true losers of everything in reality. Inshallah we will learn, because this class will be for this week and the next week. Actually, now we will start to know what are the causes of anger. Why we become angry, what is behind being angry. Okay, the external causes and the internal causes which provokes anger. Number one, the external causes of anger. Number one is the competition for the worldly enjoyments. It is the race which we are living in this worldly life, regarding having the best of its enjoyments. That high demand is the reason behind the continuous worry and fear which the people suffer, and will lead to the feeling of anger and frustration. Again and again, sister, this is the problem of actually being deceived by the worldly life enjoyments. Everyone is looking for the best flat television. Everyone is looking for the up-to-date iPhone. Everyone is looking for the new fashion regarding the clothes. Everyone is looking for the best car, the best house, the best school, the best of everything. This race of the worldly life enjoyments is putting a lot of stress and pressure over everyone. They must work all the day. They must actually try to earn as much as they can so that they can fulfill what they are looking for. And accordingly, they become worried and they become upset and they become stressed. And they become angry and frustrated when they cannot cope with what they are looking for. This is number one. Number two, the inability to accommodate and communicate with the people around. The feeling that most of the people around me or around us are selfish, ignorant, very superficial, artificial, not caring, having little faith or no faith. This feeling is a depressing, pressurizing element which can provoke anger at any time. Actually, I will clarify to you the causes of anger, and then we will discuss one by one and how to get rid of them or to ignore them. Number three, the unrealistic hope for perfection. When the husband is hoping for the complete perfection of his wife regarding her care towards him and the kids and the house, everything, that is to say, everything has to be done his way, okay, then this will put a lot of pressure on his wife. And actually, this is because of the unrealistic hope of having a perfect life. This always leads to a feeling of frustration and anger regarding the father and the husband and regarding the wife, because we are not actually perfect creatures. We are created from evil and good, and we are not angels. We are full of mistakes and sins, and everyone has to realize this fact and not to hope for the perfection at all from the human being, because actually this unrealistic hope for perfection is a very important cause for the domestic violence and divorce. Now we will learn about the internal causes of anger, pride and self-praise. The arrogant person can be easily frustrated, as he believes that the life has to be his way or no way. It is out of his pride that he can tolerate any argument or advice. Again and again, sisters, if you want to know you are a pride, arrogant person or not, try to have to realize your reaction when someone is telling to you your point of view is totally wrong and these are my proofs. How you react? It is again and again, which you always notice in the real life, that it is the pride and self-praise which will make that person to be highly frustrated and very angry from someone who is coming and saying your points of view is wrong, your decision is wrong, you don't know the reality. Okay? Those people, they always hate these words. they hate the people whom they say to them these words because they are very arrogant and they always believe that they are the one whom they have the right decision and they are the one whom they are the best regarding thinking and taking decisions and planning for life. So this is the pride and the self-praise, which is the most important factor regarding, causing anger. Those people, they can tolerate any argument or advice. Again and again, try to observe a sister when you reach her in a very kind way and tell her, sister, I want to give you this advice regarding so and so. If you notice that she start to argue and to tell you, sister, no, this is not the truth. I don't think why you come and approach me. I don't like anyone to advise me. I become very angry with your advice. This is out of her pride and self-praise because you reach her in a very kind way, but still she can't tolerate any advice because she is the most knowledgeable and she is the most intelligent. She has her own pride and she can't actually accept any advice. Those are the people whom they become angry very easily. Actually, I don't want to discuss with you how to treat these people until we know about all the causes. Number two, again, the unrealistic hope for perfection for your own self. Those who always have perfection as a goal out of self-confidence are always living a feeling of competition, which can lead to anger and frustration, as they sometimes fall to obtain their perfect goal. For example, suppose now I am a pediatrician. Okay, I will tell to myself, Mona, I want to be the best pediatrician in life. So I have to actually to follow all the progress in the medicine, in the pediatrics. Every night I have to follow this, okay? And I have to be up to date in my knowledge. I have to be up to date in my looking. I have to be up to date in everything. I have to be also the best mother. I have to be the best in everything, okay? This is what is called the unrealistic hope for perfection for the self. There is no human being who is perfect. Okay? Again and again, we are weak human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the human being that the human being is a weak one and he is ignorant and he is an oppressor. Okay? So how that person who is having all these qualities can be a perfect human being? None can be perfect. We are full of mistakes. So don't pressurize yourself by having the unrealistic hope for perfection, otherwise you will be frustrated and angry most of your day. Number three, the opposite is also a cause of anger, which is the low self-esteem. This is why in Islam you must have actually a middle attitude, not to be after self-perfection and not to have low self-esteem. Both of them can lead to the feeling of anger and frustration. What is the meaning of this? The people whom they believe that they can't be successful are always angry, upset, and unable to think clearly. Sometimes you meet some people in life and you notice that they are very sad. When you start to talk with them, you feel that their spirit is full of anger. When you ask her sister, why you look very angry, she will tell you, because I am a failing human being. Everything is failing in my life. I can't do any job. I can't succeed in anything. I cannot fulfill any goal. This is my life. This is what is going on. I am so angry. You know, this kind of low self-esteem is a very important cause for all the time being angry with yourself, okay? Angry with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and angry with everything. Try all the time to be in the middle. Not to look for the perfection and not to have low self-esteem. just to try to improve yourself, okay, being thankful to Allah, having full trust in yourself, having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, regarding the internal causes of anger, is the genetic predispositions. Some people are having high tendency for anger because of the family genetic factors. And this is actually, sisters, very important actually fact which we must realize and know before marriage. When someone proposes to you and he come to visit with his parents, and you notice that his parents are always very angry, and they become nervous very easily, and they are after every word, you must realize that there may be a genetic predisposition in that family. Okay, so you must follow this fact until you are sure that there is no genetic predisposition. Otherwise, the future husband will be having the same attitude of becoming angry very easily. Okay, then the fifth cause of anger is the irritating factors that provoke anger. Okay, there are some irritating factors which provoke anger, which we must avoid so that our anger will not be provoked very easily. Being hungry, being over tired mentally and physically, being ill, being old age, having pain of the menstruation, fear, and recent irritation, which can be called having a bad day, all of these are factors which provoke anger. For example, actually, sister, it was my situation when I have severe pain in my knee joints. Actually, I became angry very easily at that time. When my daughter will come and tell me, for example, I want to open the television now, I will tell her, don't open it for the first time. When she will insist, so while I was sick, say to my daughter, out of the room. If she's not out of the room, I will be out of the room immediately. Because the pressure of the pain can make you very angry very easily. Also, try to notice yourself when you are overtired physically. Come and insist for you to do more work. In a second, you will become very angry. When you are very hungry, okay, and you are looking to eat, okay, and someone will come and tell you have to wait 3 hours. Again and again, this is the condition in the month of Ramadan. Why some people become very angry in the month of Ramadan? Because they are very hungry. Okay, around 7 o'clock at night, p.m., while they are still fasting, and the break of the fast at 8 o'clock, it is still 1 hour. This 1 hour is always the time of a lot of fights at home between the husband and the wife. Why? Because everyone is very hungry, and this can provoke anger very easily. Actually, again, sister, when we have the recent irritation, which is called having a bad day. What is the meaning of having a bad day? For example, when you are stuck in the traffic, okay, or, Bismillah, alaykum as-salam, rahmatullah wa barakatuh. When you forget an important event, or when you have a very bad weather. Okay, all these factors can stimulate you and can provoke your anger. For example, suppose you are coming like Romelia to the class, which is supposed to be 12 o'clock, and now it is 1 o'clock and I'm about to finish. Okay, this can provoke her anger because she lost most of the class. No problem, you can listen to it, but don't become angry. Okay, this is the most important. Okay, again, sisters, one of the most important causes that provoke anger is the weak face. And actually, this is the most important factor that actually provoke anger. Weak face means inability to accept and accommodate the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which leads to the feeling of the refusal of the life circumstances, a feeling which makes anger and upset the most prominent feeling inside the self. Again and again, sisters, I need to clarify to you this point, because this is the most important fact through which you can be actually away from the feeling of anger or sadness. We as the believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be believers in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must believe that the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best for us, because Allah knows and we don't know. Out of the belief that the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best for us, we will be accepting and accommodating with the circumstances of our life. When you accept and you accommodate with the circumstances of your life, this means that you will have the tranquility, the peace, and the tranquility and the mental peace which everyone is looking for in this life. You will be having the real happiness. Again and again, sister, I was revising all my classes over the last 2 years. And actually, I realized that the most important lesson which everyone must know is that you must accept and accommodate with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot accept or accommodate the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have the best car, and you have the best house, and you have the best of everything, okay, still you will never be happy. You will never feel the mental peace. You will never have tranquility in your spirit. Because the key of all these good feelings, which are actually the most important for your spirit, is to accept and accommodate with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is reflected on the word of all praise to Allah. From the depths of your heart, when someone will come and ask you, how you feel about your life, you will, if you say, and Allah knows the reality and the truth, if you say from the depths of your heart, all praise to Allah, I am accepting and I am accommodating with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I appreciate all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering me with His mercy all the time, if you say these words from the depths of your heart, you are the real, the person who is having the real happiness in this worldly life. You will never feel angry at all. But if you are not able to accept and accommodate with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never feel the happiness in this worldly life. So again and again, sister, this is the most important and actually the most difficult regarding the belief in Islam, is the belief in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accommodate it and to live the best of it, and all the time to maximize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to minimize the trials in your worldly life, so that inshallah when you look, you will all the time, when you look around you, you will be all the time feeling that all praise to Allah, alhamdulillah, I have in this worldly life mostly blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One will ask you, what about this problem or that problem? You will answer her, sister, this life is a test. This life is full of trials. I am accepting everything, but I am living and I am concentrating and I am enjoying the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you succeed to have this attitude, you will never feel angry about anything, because you are accepting everything and you are accommodating with everything, and at the same time you will be all the time looking for the ease from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that with every hardship there is ease. With every hardship there is ease. So all the time you will be looking for the ease during the hardship. You will be waiting for the ease after the hardship. This is how your faith can save you from having the feeling of being angry, and will save your life and will help you to have a new start in your worldly life. Now inshallah we will learn about the physiology of anger, how you become angry, so that inshallah you will avoid this feeling and you will be all the time, alhamdulillah, living in the feeling of all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoying your life. Actually, sisters, anger enacts the fight or flight response in our brain. Actually, there is a hormone called adrenaline, and this adrenaline can lead to increase of your heart rate, increase of your blood pressure, which turn your face red and make your veins visible. It increases the breathing rate, sweating, unconscious tension of the muscles, especially in the face and the neck, and shaking in the hands. So again and again, sisters, when you become angry, these are the symptoms of being angry. You will feel that you have a red face. If you look to the mirror, you will see that your veins become visible and you are breathing very fast, you are sweating, and actually sometimes you feel that your hands are shaking. This is because of the adrenaline increase in your blood, which makes you to think only of two things, either to defend or to attack. Okay, and this is actually how you feel while you are angry. I want to defend my point of view, or I want to attack the other point of view. This is the physiology of anger. Anger is your main enemy again and again, sisters. As I clarified to you, it can cause heart strokes, high blood pressure, diabetes, and there is a very important point which I need to clarify to you in details. Anger is the basic cause of fear and worry. Again and again nowadays, most of the research is about the role of fear and worry to cause cancer. Okay, and actually my husband is working in MD Anderson, and he mentioned to me this fact. Now it is the fear and worry. Okay, the biggest and the most important enemy which causes cancer. Okay, and other than cancer, it causes depression, it causes anxiety, it causes madness. Anger can lead to suicide attacks. Okay, during the anger attack, you lose your control of your mind and self. As I clarified to you, Iblis, Satan will control your acts, your fight. You will be fighting, you may have physical and verbal abuse and violence, and this will lead to serious problems, as we clarified. So because of all the above, it is the repeated advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, to his followers, don't be angry. And once he was asked by his companions, who among you do you consider a strong man? They said, the one who can defeat so and so in a fight. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is not so. The one who is strong is the one who can control himself at the time of anger. So now, sisters, we must understand the meaning of this hadith so that we can realize the importance of controlling our anger, and before controlling our anger, avoiding to be angry. Try to avoid all the time to be angry. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying that the strong one is the one who controls himself at the time of anger. If you remember at the beginning of the class, we mentioned about those whom they rebel evil deed by an evil deed. These are the weak people. Okay, who are the strong people, or who is the strong believer? The strong believer is the one who rebels the evil deed with a good deed. This means that he is a strong person. Why? Because he controls his anger, he controls his emotion, he controls his pride, he controls his arrogance, and he obeys the command of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't be angry, and he obeys the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we clarified in surah number 41, verse number 34, that the good deed is not equal to the bad deed. Okay, so if you want to know if you are a strong believer or not, or you are a strong human being or not, try to evaluate yourself while you are angry. Do you rebel the good deed with a bad one, or you rebel the good deed with the bad deed with a bad one or the bad deed with a good one. If you always rebel the bad deed with a good one, you are the strong believer whom actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the strong believer. In conclusion, it is the duty of every believer to have all the measures to avoid being angry and also to try to use the medicine of anger, which you will learn in this class inshallah. Number one, we will learn the ways to avoid anger. Okay, the most important cause to avoid anger, sister, is to have the correct knowledge of the reality of the worldly life. Again and again, sisters, learning the truth about the worldly life is your way to live the best life ever. Because when you know the truth, you will have a plan. When you will have the plan, inshallah, you will be always avoiding all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to avoid. You will be avoiding it because you know that it is harming you and it is causing the damage of your life. Number one, according to the Quran, we must believe. Again and again, sister, we must believe that worldly life is a test. Worldly life is a deceiving enjoyment. Worldly life is full of hardships. Okay, this is the reality of the worldly life. And to be the winner in this worldly life, you must live it as a farm, where you plant as many as you can of your good deeds, so that you will have a lot of reward in the day of judgment, and also your good deeds will be your way to have a good worldly life. Again and again, sisters, I will remind you of the supplication which we learned during the month of Ramadan regarding those whom they were blocked in the cave, and when they want to be out of it, they start to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them because of their good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them and make the rock which was blocking the door of the cave to move out of their good deeds. So you must realize again and again, as we clarified at the beginning of the class, those whom they do the good deeds are the winners. They are not the ones whom they are actually misused by the people. Nowadays, when you are caring, when you are loving, when you are having the love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are not looking for any benefit from the people, everyone will say, oh, this sister, she doesn't understand anything. Everyone is getting benefit of her, and one day everyone will be away from her. This is actually how the people are. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, sisters, regarding this fact especially, I want to clarify it because it is very important for everyone to know that fact about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will read for you a verse of the Quran which will help you to manage that situation. Never to stop doing the good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never to look for any reward from any human being ever. Never to stop doing the good deeds even if you are treated very badly from all the people. Keep on doing the good deeds and never to stop. I will mention to you one verse of the Quran which will clarify to you a very important perspective. Every one of us needs to know it if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to shower you with His mercy. Let us read. Now, sisters, we will read about this verse of the Quran, Surah number 27, Surah An-Naml, verse number 50 and 51, because I need to clarify to you this fact so that inshallah you never stop doing good deeds for the sake of Allah. We will read now from Surah number 27, verse number 50 and 51. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ أَنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوْمَهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So they plotted a plot, and we plotted a plot. They perceive not. Then see how was the end of their plot. Verily, we destroy them and their nation altogether.
From these two verses of the Quran, sisters, you can realize that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned a plan, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plot against anyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy that person totally. Okay, what is the relation between these facts and what we are mentioning about the good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in the Quran, as we learned, that to rebel the good, the evil with good. All the time to have good manners. All the time to forgive. Okay, all the time to find excuses for the others. Okay, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As true believers, we must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are obeying the command because, O Allah, you are our Lord and we are obeying your command. We are not aware obeying that command will give us how much of the reward in this worldly life. But we are aware that inshallah obeying the commands of Allah is our way to paradise. So we are obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, for His sake. And inshallah Allah will reward us. What is going on in our worldly life? Most of the people are forgiving each other. Most of the people are forgiving each other. Most of the people are rebelling bad with good. No, the opposite. Most of the people are rebelling bad with bad. And when you try to do the good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not looking for any reward, everyone will come and tell you, people are misusing that sister because she doesn't understand anything. Okay, those people are the ones whom they never understand anything. Those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is planning for them a plan. Why? Because they refuse to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say that we will not do a good deed except for someone who is giving me a good deed. But sister, remember, Allah said in the Quran, rebel the bad with good. No, I will not. I will not rebel the bad with good. I will rebel the good with good and the bad with bad. Sister, but this is against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, 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 no. I know the truth. Okay? If you rebel bad with good, all the people will make use of me and I will be the true loser. I have a mind. I can think. Okay? I will never rebel the bad with good. Okay? Those are the people whom Allah is plotting against them. They will never reach any goal. Why? Because they are living the life according to their own plans. Allah said in the Quran, rebel the good, the bad with good. Okay? If we realize that when Allah plan a plan, it is His own plan, I will just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone come and tell me, Sister Mona, everyone is getting use of you. I tell her, no, 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 sister, I am very sorry for this statement. I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I fear the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I don't obey Him. She will tell me, Sister Mona, but those whom they rebel bad with bad, okay, and good with good, mashallah, they have everything. Okay, and the ones whom they rebel bad with good, they don't have a lot in this world life. I will tell her, sister, unfortunately, you don't know anything in the reality of this worldly life. Do you think that those whom they rebel bad with bad, they have good spirits, they have tranquility, they have peace, they are showered with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Never. Those are the people whom they don't know how to sleep at night. Those are the people whom they are always internally worried, having the feeling of fear, and actually all the time they don't know what will happen to them. They are planning and planning and planning day and night. They never enjoy the tranquility. They never know how to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never feel the touch of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones whom Allah plot against them. They are under the impression that they are winners. They will never get any reward in the worldly life from anything. In this worldly life, they always live the fear, the anger in reality, and the competition of the worldly life. And in the hereafter, there is something waiting for them, the hellfire. Because they spoiled and they wasted all their life rebelling bad with bad.
bed with bed, bed with bed. If you rebel bed with bed, most of your life will be all that I am doing bad deeds, because I am rebelling what is going on nowadays. Okay? But if I spend my life rebelling all the time, the bad with good, the bad with good, the bad with good, I will be all the time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be all the time feeling that Allah will shower me with His mercy because I am obeying Him. I will be all the time feeling the tranquility and peace that Allah will defend me and take care of me because I am obeying Him. And I am all the time be happy with all what Allah is preparing for me, inshallah, in the paradise. So you must realize that when Allah commanded us a command in the Quran, it is for our benefit. When you do a good deed, you are the winner, not the one who receives the good deed. You are the real winner, because you will win in this worldly life the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will win, inshallah, the paradise. So, sisters, be aware of the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't just say, I have my mind, I can think it, I will rebel bad with bad, and this is the right thing which is going on mostly on the earth. Most of the people on the earth are not happy, most of the people on the earth. May Allah help them and take care of them. They are depressed, and Allah knows the reality of the heart. So again and again, I want you to realize the reality of the worldly life. I am living in a farm. I want to plant as much as I can in the of the good deeds for my sake. When you tell me you take care of your parents for your sake, I tell you, no, I love my parents more than myself. But I do the good deeds for the sake of Allah, then for my sake. When you tell me you live your marriage as an act of worship because you want your husband to be happy with you, I tell you, never. My husband is out of my equation. My kids are out of my equation. My equation is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for myself. Because in this worldly life, we are in a test, and one day I will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking forward for the result of the test, doing dua to Allah to make me to be away from the hellfire. If I am a believer that day will come, I must rebel the bad with good. And while I am rebelling the bad with good, I am so happy, I am so thankful, because I realize that in reality I am the strong believer. All praise to Allah, because I can control myself. I understand the reality of the worldly life. I am away from the plotting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those whom they don't obey His commands. So again and again, sister, you need to have a new start. This is the title of the class for today. You must rebel the bad with good deed, and you must realize that you are the winner, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you with this knowledge to avoid all the causes of anger, and inshallah you will be having the best life. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn about the ways to avoid anger and the ways to treat the anger, inshallah, from the Islamic point of view. And let us make the dua. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.